Monday evening saw the third public hearing session on the over $420 million city operating budget proposed by Mayor Dan Sullivan. Because the Assembly failed to pass a 2010 budget in November within the charter-mandated time limit, an additional hearing was needed before the Assembly can take a final vote. Many of those testifying had spoken before, like Travis Cox, who repeated his support for Sullivan's proposed budget that eliminates or doesn't fill about 200 city jobs and reduces some public services and operating hours.
Please let us keep our money. Cut the budget. Please cut the budget.
In a similar vein, Tom McGrath questioned a new budget version that restores some funding for early and late bus routes and eliminates a fare increase.
Instead of just throwing money at it, you know, and you're making changes tonight of $365,000, what do I get for it?
But Cox and McGrath represented a minority of about a half dozen speakers. Many more spoke in support of various programs marked by the mayor for cuts. Some received a pleasant surprise. They included those urging assembly members not to cut campfire and Boys and Girls Clubs before and after school programs, or not to increase bus fares and eliminating the early and late bus routes. They were told that assembly members Pat Flynn and Jennifer Johnston will introduce a substitute version of the proposed operating budget. Early in the hearing, Johnston described the $650,000 in changes to the mayor's budget.
What's in that S version is $150,000 for arts and cultural grants, $16,000 additional dollars for community development grants, $50,000 for campfire, $49,000 for Boys and Girls Club, $20,000 for a human service grant for project access, $200,000 to reinstate the early and late bus routes, $50,000 for the Chugiak and Eagle River pilot project. We've also not done the transit fare increases.
Those changes pleased many who spoke, but not those whose causes were not included, such as the library system, animal control, and the proposed reduction in municipal fire inspectors. Flynn hopes the compromise substitute version will attract enough assembly backing to at least restore some of the cuts and still survive the lingering threat of Mayor Sullivan's disapproval, who has line item veto powers.
My goal is not 6 votes. My goal is 7 or 8 votes at least to show that the assembly has come together and reached some modicum of agreement on a budget. I think a 6-vote budget would be insufficient.
Glass is also expensive to process. Until an in-state use for ground glass is found, it simply is not economically feasible for the center. Fisher also wanted to tell Anchorage residents about a limitation concerning the plastic bags and film.
I didn't see any ringing endorsements, but we'll work through it and see if we come up with something that works for everybody.
And as Assemblymember Dan Coffey points out, the budget battle is up against a firm deadline that demands a solution.
The reason that we have to come to some resolution on the budget is because if we don't by 12:31 at midnight, then we have no authority to spend any money. The city shuts down.
The Anchorage Assembly continues its work on the 2010 budget this evening at its regular scheduled meeting. It will focus on several proposed changes, including Johnston and Flynn's substitute version. With other items on tonight's agenda, Flynn did not expect an actual budget vote until the Assembly's December 8th meeting. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.